trend and another defeat, and it was a pretty comprehensive innings by Meg Lanning. Showed you the standard you've got to aspire to in this game.
Well, that, yeah, that's why they're world champions. When someone like that gives you an opportunity on 40, you've got to take it. It's a simple catch. We dropped it. She got another 80 runs. That's the story has been over the last few days. You know, our bowling hasn't been good enough. Now, having said that, you know, Elena Tice was outstanding today. Lucy O'Reilly bowled two wides and got hit for two fours off the seventh and eighth ball of an over, but you take that away and she's bowled a great spell. So if our 14 and 16 year olds can step up, there's no reason why the rest of them can't. So, you know, certainly going to be some changes for the next game. You know, our batting once again stood up to, you know, a very good Australian attack. Got 120. So, you know, we've got to make some changes, and they'll be coming thick and fast for the next game against South Africa.
It's, the fielding's been a bit disappointing, hasn't it? I mean, that would have been one discipline you would expect us to be very competitive at, because they look good in training, but in the two games here, they've waltzed a wee bit under pressure.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's something that we have to work on and continue to work on tomorrow and, you know, in between the games. We can only work on that and keep trying to be better. You know, it's disappointing because we're getting ourselves into a situation potentially to take wickets, to affect runouts, and we're not executing what we need to be doing. So, you know, our bowling unit, our fielding unit needs to smarten up, because our batting unit is certainly doing that.
Yeah, the batting's been very impressive. I mean, we haven't looked out of place in any of the matches I've seen so far. They look as if they can get 120, 130, 140.
Yeah, I suppose that's... it's one area we've probably worked extra hard on since we've been home, and you know, that's evidence. So I suppose that what I'm saying there is that we have to work extra hard in our bowling and our fielding. You know, it's quite difficult when you've got snow falling on the ground and you can't get outside of North County and do fielding. So it would have been nice to have something before this tournament so we could have focused on the fielding, but you know, that's just reality. But at the end of the day, these girls are playing in a World Cup. Who knows if they'll be in another one? So our fielding shouldn't be at the standard that it is at the moment, and it certainly should be a lot better.
And looking ahead, South Africa and Pakistan, you've played these before in January. There'll be two games you'd have been targeting, because New Zealand and Australia were probably two of the favourites for this competition.
Yeah, they would be, but you know, I think that if we had held catches and if we had bowled like I know that we could bowl, we certainly would have got ourselves into a position to be more competitive in these first two games. I think South Africa and Pakistan will take note on how we've progressed over the last 2 months. You know, certainly Pakistan, you can hear them talking around the team hotel, but that certainly doesn't mean we're going to beat them. We've got to work hard. We've got a two-hour training session tomorrow. We've got a meeting at 10:30, so we've got to sit down and speak honestly. We've got to be honest with each other, and that's what we're going to be. That's what we've been for the last 2 months, and I think that's why this team's developed so quickly, is that we've been that honest and we've been, you know, upfront with each other, and you know, we're going to continue to do that. So you know, big day for the girls tomorrow, a big day for, you know, the four players that haven't played in the first two games. This is an opportunity for them to stand up, because like I said, I'm looking to make changes, and you know, I think that you know, that's the ball's going to be in their court for them to go out there and have a good training session.